Those in the New York area who were among the first to apply for President Obama's deferred action immigration policy back in August have been getting their work permits, and they intend to closely watch the polls tomorrow. WNYC's Marla Ivorak has more.
19-year-old Andres Palacio is a student at Nassau Community College. He says letters he recently got make him feel his life could be more similar to that of his classmates.
I won't have to worry about any restrictions. Like, I'll practically be normal. There's a sense of a little bit of freedom, more freedom.
The letter Andres got in the mail was an approval for deferred action. 2 days later, he also got a work permit. He's among the 4,500 people across the country who have been approved for deferred action. That means he won't be deported for 2 years and can work legally. Andres came to the United States from Colombia when he was 8 to join his parents. He's in his third semester and says he feels things could get easier from now on.
I'll be able to work and help my parents and drive, which is a big deal.
His parents, who clean houses, pay for his education. After he gets a driver's license, Andres plans to find a part-time job to help out with the expenses. He'll get an associate degree in liberal arts next summer, but he hopes to go on.
I can continue with my studies to become either a nurse or a nurse practitioner and just have my life here.
Some experts and advocates, like Jojo Annabelle, head of the immigration unit at Legal Aid, say they're satisfied with what they've seen happen so far with deferred action.
I think the program has been a success.
But Annabelle says the number of people who applied so far for deferred action, around 200,000, is not big. It's a smaller proportion of the 1.3 million estimated to be eligible. Annabelle says there are a few reasons those who are eligible haven't applied. For some, the $465 fee is hard to come up with. Some fear they will end up deported. And one group is looking at a specific date.
There are others who are just holding on to the applications and waiting to see what happens with the election on November 6th.
The question of what happens after the elections also lingered in the air at the cafeteria at Nassau Community College. Andres was joined by his friend Oscar Lopez, who's 19. He came 8 years ago from El Salvador. Oscar has applied for deferred action and is waiting to hear back.
I'm just waiting for the thing to be approved and get the thing in the mail.
He's optimistic not only about getting an approval, but also about being able to renew his work permit when it expires in 2 years. Andres, on the other hand, sounded more cautious.
I'm definitely worried.
Why, bro?
If Ronnie wins, because I heard that he's not going to continue to defer action.
Did you watch it?
And the conversation went to the presidential debate, which took place at Hofstra University, only a mile away. And what Mitt Romney said.
I heard from the debate that he wants to cancel the defer action and try to make a permanent plan for the students who are here.
Romney did say he wants to put in place a more permanent solution. But it's unclear yet what that will be. Those who get approved for deferred action will have to wait for election results to see what the future of the program is. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ibrek.